Covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high.
Oh no.
My room is still messed up.
Oh, Alex.
And I know why.
Why?
Yeah, because I got high.
Oh, you did what?
Because I got high.
Dude. It's 4:20.
I was gonna go to class.
Yeah, but then I, you know, yeah. Anyhow, it's Thursday, the 20th of April, 4:20. Oh, yeah, you're in on it. 4:20.
And by the way, the only reason I knew that is Twitter is going crazy right now on it.
Right, that's the only reason she knew that. She saw it on Twitter. Yeah, I saw that in a movie once. I have never heard of such a thing. I saw it in a movie once. What is this marijuana you speak of? At any rate, I think I've got a definition for victims. I found one here.
Yeah, one of our listeners actually wrote in online, and Michael, he doesn't say where he's from, but he says, I listened to Glenn Beck's show yesterday, and he has been very close to Bill O'Reilly for years and worked with him. Please listen to his report on 419, which says it was a witch hunt against O'Reilly, and he was railroaded, and Sean Hannity will be next.
Well, there's a lot of people saying that they'll get Judge Jeanine Pirro will get nailed, mm-hmm. because the boys, Murdoch's kids, they're trying to build a kinder, gentler Fox News, which means the end of any alternative voices, except that you've got Glenn Beck, who did build an empire mm-hmm. and has a floundering network called The Blaze that survives, but I don't think it thrives well with a Bill O'Reilly on the airwaves. Or, well, you know, he got rid of the young woman. He got rid
of Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy. You
know, Tommy.
Whatever. Yeah, he got rid of her, which probably wasn't smart. But speaking of victims, though, we were having this idea of what is a victim. Well, I talked about this yesterday. We got a lot of response to this discussion, so I'm going to bring it back around and bring Ivy into this talk, too. But Dr. Jumana Nargwala is the doctor from Northville charged with female genital mutilation of two seven-year-old little girls brought here from Minnesota by their mothers for clitorectomies, I suppose. And it's a harmful procedure. If you're not aware of it, it's basically the mutilation of the female genitals to prevent any sort of sexual pleasure. There are beliefs in some cultures, and this is all for the most part rooted in Muslim culture in Africa mm-hmm. and different places around the world. As many as 200 million girls and women have been victimized by this barbaric, brutal, bloody practice. 500,000 women in the United States, some say that number, though, is significantly higher. And I am of the opinion this is a violent sexual crime. But I would, you know, I think it's on par with rape. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know if one is worse either, but it's a horrible crime. And I think that the punishment should be on par with rape as well.
Well, I mean, when the Women's March was going on, I did this piece I had found online, and I was really upset because, you know, what the Women's March was about, you know, to me, just didn't seem in line with what is happening in the world. And more than 200 million girls and women have undergone this female genital mutilation. Now, you don't hear a lot about it in the United States.
But it happens here.
But it happens,
and
obviously.
It's more prevalent than it was.
It's becoming more prevalent. Yes. And this is what we have to think about in terms of when we have mass, you know, immigration from certain countries. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but they have...
I'll do that.
And certain...
If their cultures don't line up with us.
Yeah, have
I mean, we, this is... This does not line up. This does not line up with American values. Is, you know, my point. It cannot. I mean, mutilating little girls, for God's sake.
And I mean, at 5 to 9 is the biggest window when this happens, and mostly Muslim countries, 5 to 9, and then 10 to 14. So between 5 and 14 is when this is happening, and it's really to sex should not be pleasurable for for girls.
Right. They take that. They also try to have some belief. Some misguided belief that it'll help infants survive. The mortality rate will be lower, so the survival rate is higher.
Right, obviously.
A lot of, you know, twisted ideas.
Yeah, well, but I think the main purpose, though, is that it is that sex for women should not be pleasurable and that it's only a childbearing thing.
And here's my point. These are real victims. These are real victims, these little girls that are being brutalized, held down by the very people that are supposed to look out for them and love them and then, you know, cut up this way. And where is the women's march on topics like this? Because instead, they will turn a blind eye. They, being those on the left, will turn a blind eye and call people like you and I bigots and racist and xenophobic and all this other nonsense, when the truth of the matter is we're the ones that are actually looking out and making awareness of this. This is a problem. This is a grotesque problem.
It is. And I think this is one of those topics where it's kind of icky. People don't want to talk about it. It's uncomfortable. Very similar to human trafficking, and really it's children who are most desired in the human trafficking world. But I think people just don't like to talk about it. They're not necessarily aware of how prevalent it is.
No, they're not.
And it's something that it doesn't make them feel good, so they don't want to necessarily talk about it.
All right. Well, Deb wants to talk about it. She's on the line in Grand Rapids today. Deb, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, having lived overseas and having studied Islam before I went overseas, I think no one really wants to say the baseline truth, which is, you know, this is a symptom of Islam's whole attitude toward women. No pleasure for women, no rights for women, no kindness to women is very prevalent in Islam, in most countries that are Islamic. And people want to say, oh, Islam's just another good religion and there's bad people in it. But if you examine the totality of Islam, this is just one symptom of many really ugly things. And I don't think anybody wants to say that today.
Deb, I greatly appreciate the phone call. I'm glad you said it. I echo your sentiments. Very well done, Deb. Greatly appreciate it. You're listening to The Steve Gerber Show.